Well, everyone's gathered for the Daily Miracle. Here's your microphone.
And now from the Bamboo Peace Palace in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, inside the George Carlin Memorial Studio.
Have a nice day.
Welcome to another Flower Power Hour with Ken and MJ.
Make a trip back in time.
Oh, Lord,
give me the chance.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music.
Yeah!
Thanks to John Baker for the intro.
And thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Ken Rundle.
And I'm MJ.
Hi, I'm Nancy Wilson of the rock band Heart.
Hi, this is Rod Argent from the Zombies.
Hi, I'm Roger McGuinn of the Birds.
Hi, this is Don McLean, and you've got the Flower Power Hour. Peace, love, and rock and roll.
Who are you to call me a liar? You can't do that, because last time of the season, I saw you giving everything you got. You dropped, reeling and stupid. You couldn't even hold your head up. Like Honey. Remember Honey? I had enough, so I had to tell her no, and now she's not there. But hey, at least God gave rock and roll to you, and me, and Maybelline, and Rod Argent. Talking with Rod Argent, an English musician whose career has spanned more than 50 years. He was the founder and leader of the Zombies, and he went on to form the band Argent. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Zombies. Welcome to the Flower Power Hour, Rod.
Oh, great to be here. Thank you so much.
And I've had the pleasure of sharing your music with my listeners since the late 60s. It's an honor to be talking with you. I've got to say, though, I've got 38 pages of research on your over 50-year career and just 30 minutes to talk about it. So that's impossible. But I will do the best I can. Who were your early influences, Rod? What groups or artists did you listen to and love before the Zombies formed?
It started in 1956. When my older cousin, Jim Rodford, who became founder member with me of Argent later on, and in 1956, when I was 11 years old, he played me Elvis singing Hound Dog, and it changed my world around.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl.
Elvis and Little Richard, Jerry Lee, all the early rockers, the real raw rockers I absolutely love. Chuck Berry.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing I'd run my V8-4. Can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
This is the Flower Power Hour. I'm talking with Rod Argent, founder and leader of the Zombies.
The next stage after that was when I was 15. And the Beatles, when they did start in 1962, the Zombies had already formed. And we were completely blown away, particularly their second album. But they were cataclysmic, really, the Beatles.
I got something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, I'm gonna let you down. Leave you flat.
tell you one more time, I think it's a sin. I think I let you down.
Let you down.
I leave you flat.
Gonna let you down and leave you flat.
Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that. Everybody's green. Cause I'm the one who won your love. But if they'd see
Flower Power Hour, Rod Argent.
The Beatles were a huge influence as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, by that time, though, the Zombies were going. And then in 64, we had the honour of being the first English band to actually top the Cashbox chart after the Beatles had, with a self-written composition.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked. The way she had said, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool. Her eyes were clear and bright. But she's not there.
Original is fantastic, but I see that you have done it with Ringo's All-Star Band, and that version is very cool as well.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm glad you've heard that, the Ringo version.
Yeah.
It's not often that I get the chance to sing my own song, you know, because Colin, most of the time, has been lead vocalist.
Right.
So she's not there playing that with Ringo, and actually also singing Hold Your Head Up with Ringo on his tour. I just love doing it. It was really, really great fun.
No one told me about. Well, no one told me about her. How many people cried? But it's too late to say I'm sorry. How would I know? Why should I cry? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted. Told me about her. What could I
I'll bother trying to find her. She's not there.
The Flower Power Hour.
Talking with Rod Argent, founder and leader of The Zombies, and let's go to your self-titled album, Tell Her No. What do you remember about coming up with the idea for that song, Rod?
I remember having recently been introduced to the music of Burt Bacharach, and I loved his very personal way of writing. And I thought, you know, he uses quite a lot of jazz chords, you know, chords that weren't usually used in pop music. And I thought, I want to write a song including those chords.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tells you with a charm, tell her no, no. The charms.
Tell her no,
oh,
no, 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 no.
Don't love her no, love no, from
no,
your arms.
No, 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 no.
Oh,
no,
oh,
no,
oh, oh, don't hurt me now, for her love belongs to me. I know she's the kind of girl who throw my love away, but I still love. Just remember she said that to me.
Did you get a chance to hang out with any of the other members of his all-star band, Edgar Winter or Billy Squire?
Yes, with both of those guys. And I actually shared a dressing room with Edgar, and we had many talks. I remember I did a classical piano album, and I remember playing all of that to Edgar, and he absolutely loved it. And I got on superbly with Edgar, and all of them, actually.
Wanna dance?
And you can sit and groove.
No, baby, if you wanna move,
stand up and give it everything you got. Give it everything you got. Whether you can or not, go on and give it everything you got. No use holding back. Go ahead and get the act. You ain't lived till you tried it. Put your whole body inside it. Just like that.
It's the Make Love Not War Show, the Flower Power Hour.
Spreading peace and love with Edgar Winter's White Trash, Ringo's All-Star Band, The Beatles, and Chuck Berry.
And with the music of Rod Argent, we're honored to have him as our guest this hour. We heard him with the Zombies doing Tell Her No and She's Not There.
And we heard Rod getting to sing lead on She's Not There with Ringo's All-Star Band. That was live at the Midnight Sun.
Congrats, my friend. You've got the Flower Power Hour. It's like an edible for your soul.
Just call me from outer space and tell me it ain't true.
Rod Argent of the Zombies with us. Your big album, Odyssey and Oracle, closes with one of your biggest songs, one of my all-time favorites, an anthem, really, of the Flower Power movement, Time of the Season. Can you take us back, Rod, to the creation of that song?
Yes, I can. As I remember, it was the last song to be written on the album, and I had this idea. So I shared a flat with Chris at the time, and I remember playing it for Chris and saying, I think I've got the final track on the album. I think it could be a hit, you know. And no one else believed me at
really?
That time. And certainly the record company didn't when we first put it out. But I loved the recording of it right from the beginning. And we basically recorded it with Jeff Emerick, who did all the wonderful work with the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
When we first played it over, I remember the sound that Jeff Emerick got on the bass and tom-tom figure that goes boom, 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 boom. I remember thinking, that is really special, that sound he's got. And I didn't know what made it so good, but it knocks us out. But then I said to Hugh, I can hear a clap going just before the backbeat and a bit of vocal percussion going, and he said, well, go and do it. And I said, no, don't you want to do it? He said, no, you do it. You know, he's just a wonderful engineer.
Yeah.
And so in the end, it turned out to be bom, 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 clap, backbeat, and then...
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Be rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know.
Like me,
has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
We'll be right back.
talking with Rod Argent on the Flower Power Hour. You played on the Who's Who Are You album. Did some synth on Had Enough.
That was a John Emerson track, yeah. And he had a synthesizer sound in mind for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just recorded. It was a pretty straight-ahead recording, that one, actually.